I was wounded in France at Ypres, Belgium rather, at Ypres, in 1917. And after coming to England, I was in hospital 2 months. And then I came to St. Dunstan's, which was in Regent's Park in those days. And I was trained in typewriting, braille, and string work. See, I've only got one hand and I couldn't do any of the handicrafts that were taught in those days. The difficulty I found at first was that I couldn't see people or motor cars or tram cars that were in the street, and I thought they couldn't see me. So I was afraid of them running into me. Mm-hmm. And when I got over that shock that I knew they could see me, although I couldn't see them, it came fairly easily then.
And then you took up all these crafts.
Then I went to St. Dunstan's and I learned braille and typewriting, how to read and write braille, and string work.
And you were able to do that with the one hand?
Yes. Yeah.
And now you do some instructing here yourself, is that right?
Yes. Sir Ian Fraser, our chairman, he thought that it would encourage the boys of this last war if some of the older men came and taught them, give them encouragement, you see. What we can do, they can do, sort of thing. We can give them little tips, uh-huh. I think, that we found out on our own that a sighted person doesn't really find out.
Sure.
They can see the dots. And we've got to feel them, and we give them little tips how to feel them. It's difficult sometimes to discern what we call a lower sign from an upper sign. And I tell them, get in the middle of the word and read it backwards, and it finds out that the beginning, lower sign at the beginning, mm-hmm. they find it quite easily that way. Yeah. Where a sighted person knows that it's a lower sign straight away by seeing it.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
So that's where you feel you've got quite an advantage over someone with
Yes,
sight.
I think so, yes.
Have you got any hobbies?
Yes, I do a little bit of singing. Then a few years, when we started training the boys from this last war, we formed a dance band, and although I've only 3 fingers, I learned to play the trumpet. I played the trumpet in the dance band.
Was that a special trumpet? Or
no, make... just an ordinary trumpet.
And you could manage?
Yes.
Yeah. And any other games? What else do you
Yes,
do?
We play darts and dominoes and... all card games, solo, bridge, whist. Darts is one of our favourites at present.
Now, just how do you manage with the darts now? How's that done?
Well, we have a strip of board opposite the board, uh-huh. on the floor that we feel with our feet to get a guide for the centre of the dartboard. Yeah. Then we imagine the board is there, and we know where the numbers are on the board and throw for what we want. See, I know that 20 is at the top, but 1 is next to it, 18, yes. 4, 13, 6, all the way around, you see.
Yeah, better than
and
I do.
We throw for the numbers we want. And some of the boys here are very good at it. We can get the numbers, any certain number we can get practically out of 3 darts.
Well, that's better than most people who can see. So it means you do get out of it.
Yes, we go all over the country giving demonstrations of this dart.
And in your ordinary life here, you get out to the town, I mean, you...
Oh, yes, but I never go out without a stick. I always like a stick. But I get about all right in the town. You get used to feeling the different objects as you pass them, you see. I can tell when I pass a lamppost, although I'm in total darkness. I can feel it by the nerves of my face. You can feel when you're walking along by the side of a wall or anything like that. You get used to getting about quite all right.
I suppose you feel you know Brighton quite well.
Yes, very well indeed.